Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Talk about Missouri and U.S. politics now with our buddies on the weekend, Sunday morning, John Hancock, Michael Kelly. Gentlemen, everything good in your lives right now?
Cardinal baseball today. Yeah, it's good.
So I know you're happy.
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to baseball. What was that you were playing in the background?
That was Led Zeppelin.
That was awesome.
Isn't it great?
The guitar work was really pretty.
Oh, Jimmy Page, man.
Fine musicians.
Him. Yes.
No, that's true.
In my opinion, Rush has been my favorite band since like high school, but I think Led Zeppelin is the greatest rock and roll band of all time. They're just so good. Every
Quite a
song
statement.
Is so good.
Quite
so anyway,
a statement.
Geddy Lee, I got to see him a couple of times live, yeah. Once down at Tulane, and there's no description for his voice. You just have to hear it.
And you either love it or hate it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'll tell you what, the first time since we have Cardinals baseball today, I've met him twice, and both of them involved baseball. At the Cardinals Centennial Celebration at Busch Stadium, I came down from Kansas City. George Brett was on his way to his 3,000th hit. Stan Musial was there, of course, so I interviewed Stan about 3,000th hit. And I'm back in the backstage, and I look over, and there's this guy with really long hair and a big nose. And I'm going, who is that? I know who that is, but I wasn't expecting to see Geddy Lee at this event. Well, he was good friends with Bryn Smith, who was pitching for the Cardinals at the time.
I'll be darned. Yeah,
so
Canadian.
Yes, exactly. And on the same tape, I have an interview with Stan Musial and Geddy Lee on the same
day. That's awesome.
Nice.
Now, the
There's
second time, two of the greatest in their crafts for sure. Now, the other time happened when I was covering the Royals, and after a game, it was the first game that the Marlins spring training ever played, and it's a whole big story. Saw a shuttle launch that morning, and then the opening events at the stadium, and then after the game, I'm talking to Jeff Montgomery, who was good friends with Geddy Lee. And we're at Melbourne on the East Coast, and he's talking about going to see Rush backstage at St. Petersburg that night. I said, oh, I love Rush. He goes, you want to go? So I met him over there. We had backstage passes. I went in a room with all these baseball players, Kirk Gibson, Tony Phillips, all these. And it was like, here comes Geddy Lee. It's like, what a day. Okay, so let's talk politics now, gentlemen. That was a lot more fun. But, you
yeah,
know.
I love that.
All right. So the House on Friday passed the COVID relief package. Of course, Republicans say there's a lot of pork in it. It's not targeted enough. But the Democrats say this is what America needs. Michael Kelly, I'm sure I know who you agree with, but what are your thoughts on that package?
Well, it's interesting. The complaints of targeting didn't come up when we gave $3 trillion to the world's largest corporations. Now we have $1.9 trillion that's actually going to go to Americans and to the governments that are suffering as a result of what's happened to the economy with this pandemic. I'm thrilled that the House has passed it. They still have the $15 an hour minimum wage in their piece, so the Senate's going to have to deal with that. That's going to have to be pulled out. But the encouraging thing to me about the $15 an hour is even though it wasn't in the reconciliation piece of legislation, we have Republicans on record saying that they want to raise the minimum wage. And I think for the first time since 2009, we may see a standalone bill that will actually do that.
John Hancock, your thoughts first on the relief package, then on the $15 minimum wage.
Well, the relief part of the package is great, but it's about a third of the total. And, you know, what this thing is, do you know how, guess how much the city of St. Louis is going to get from this? $325 million. Now, wow. Yeah. And this is giving money to poorly managed cities and states. They're going to use the money and they're going to spend the money, and then they're not going to have the money the following year. And this is never a good formula for assisting people. This is bailing out for one time, for a short time, governments at great expense. And had they made this truly a relief package, it would have had broad bipartisan support. But the Democrats chose not to do that.
Michael, is that the case?
Yes.
No, look, the government has suffered as a result of this pandemic. You know, only the federal government has the luxury of printing money. St. Louis City, St. Louis County, the state of Missouri, they have to battle to be able to make sure that their people are staying working. And, you know, John's going to say the economy is going fine in Missouri. It's done better than most other places. But when you look directly at the St. Louis area, there are a lot of people who are out of work. Government needs to be able to operate, and we have less money going in, so you have less opportunity to pay for that stuff. It's important that we help local governments. Now, long-term systemic problems like spending in Illinois, that needs to be dealt with. But to confuse long-term systemic problems with the existing emergency that we face right now, this pandemic, is kind of silly.
Well, the states that are well-run, as Missouri is, fiscally sound, they're not getting much money out of this thing. And, you know, it's just, it's an unfortunate circumstance that in our effort and desire to help people who are suffering, we're tossing an awful lot of money down the toilet here.
John,
I guess the other part that's frustrating to me is when we gave away $3 trillion to companies, when we bailed out banks in 2008, there's almost silence as it relates to spending from the right. But when it comes to paying for actual things that affect people's daily lives, suddenly we have this very heavy skepticism that comes from the right.
John, wanted to ask you about the $15 minimum wage. Some Republicans are trying to get there by, you know, changing tax breaks for different companies. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the problem you have with a national minimum wage is that the economies are different in different places. There are plenty of states in this country where a $15 minimum wage is entirely appropriate. But there are other places where that would be prohibitive for small businesses. And so, you know, a one size fits all approach is not the ideal way to go. I wouldn't get too upset if the minimum wage went up a little bit and if we gradually inclined it over a period of time to get to a certain place. But it's got to be adjusted regionally because every state economy is not the same and one size does not fit all.
Michael, do you think that a one size fits all works, or should it be more parceled out?
Well, here's the reality. People who work right now under current minimum wage in every part of this country who do 40 hours still live in poverty. Going to a $15 minimum wage relieves that. Then you don't have people who are working 40 hours who are in poverty. I understand the argument John's making that Alabama is different than California, than Michigan is, than Missouri. And it's an accurate point. But at the end of the day, we have not raised this minimum wage since 2009. We've seen salaries of CEOs and big money people continue to spiral out of control while other people are trying to make ends meet. $15 is a good start. We're not going to get there. I'm hopeful that we're going to get a standalone bill because we now finally do have Republicans on record in support of a raise in the minimum wage. Who would have thought that John Hancock would be supporting a raise in the minimum wage?
I want to turn to something else here. We only have about a minute and a half left, but President Biden ordered an airstrike this week and also released the findings of the intelligence report on the Khashoggi killing. John Hancock, do you agree with the Biden administration's actions on those two fronts?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, it's interesting, though, when President Trump bombed Syria after they gassed their own people, there was not bipartisan support of that. In fact, people as noteworthy as Jen Psaki said that the United States didn't have any business bombing a sovereign country of Syria. Well, they're all for it now. I'm all for consistency. And yes, I think this was the right move for the United States based on what Iran is doing in the region? And the other part of that question was
the Saudi crown prince.
Oh yeah, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. Now that intelligence report needed to come out. Now what are we going to do about it? That's to be determined. But yeah, I'm glad that's at least the United States has put that intelligence out there.
Michael, 30 seconds.
I'm relieved to hear that John's wanting consistency, because consistently Donald Trump screwed both of these things up. He was going to protect the crown prince. And, you know, the skepticism of what he did with Iran comes from his own behavior. Joe Biden's not playing politics. He's reasserting America and the world stage.
Gentlemen, as always, thank you very much for listening to my stories this morning and commenting on what's going on. Appreciate it.
See you, Brian.
See ya. John Hancock, Michael Kelly on Total Information AM. The news is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.